Welcome to You Down, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
You know I need the gravy to go with the biscuit.
You want the dark gravy or the light gravy, Ashley?
Come on, what's my name?
Dark gravy, Ashley.
Yeah,
everybody
thank you.
Knows
thank
that.
You.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to
You Down,
a podcast where four funny honeys come together to talk about what's going on in the culture. I'm Ashley Holston.
I'm Mamiya Aforo.
I'm Yasmin Monet Watkins.
And I'm Shakira Jhené Pei.
But collectively, together, as a unit, we are known as Obama's other daughters.
Ooh, Obama's other daughter.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to invoke right? something.
Well, today we are asking, are you down with Thanksgiving? Y'all, it is the season for Popeye's Cajun turkeys.
What?
Yeah,
someone somewhere does that. And most importantly, one cheese mac and cheese. That is macaroni and cheese made with cheddar only.
Yeah. Woo! Okay. So you edited it.
I know, she edited
okay.
that.
And we are so ready to get down despite everyone's disagreements. However, first, we want to get to the root of this holiday and how we turned the Share the Smallpox with the Natives Day into a day of gratitude. Today, we shall kiki around the OOD holiday table. But first, in the holiday spirit, as we're gathered around our imaginary OOD Thanksgiving feast, what are y'all most thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for them biscuits. Pass me the biscuits.
Yes. You want that gravy,
That's
too?
It.
You know I need the gravy to go with the biscuit.
You want the dark gravy or the light gravy, Ashley?
Come on, what's my name?
Dark gravy, Ashley.
Yeah,
everybody
thank you.
Knows
thank
that.
You.
That's dark gravy, Ashley, over there.
You know what? Don't get that started, because I don't need people coming up to me. Mm-hmm. You know what? And kicking off what we're thankful for, I am thankful this year to be able to still connect with you guys and to have a reason to see
Aww.
You all.
Aww.
Because it really is nice to be able to get together and laugh and sometimes forget about the world around us.
Yes.
True.
Very true.
That's so dang.
Real. I mean, in addition to echo, tap, tap, Ashley, mm-hmm. yes, I'm grateful for this space and to be able to work right now.
Yes.
I think that is what I'm most grateful for this year. Mm. The opportunity to work and to, you know, especially doing something that we love, you know,
yeah.
it's just such a blessing. And I'm really conscious of that and really try to say, thank you, God, every day, because mm-hmm. we got an amazing opportunity right at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that is just like invaluable. So,
yes.
It was another one of those times where I was singing, he's a known time God. Didn't know what I was going to do with the pandemic.
Right. Yeah, to piggyback off of that, timing has
no,
been...
No, you got to do something different.
No, I am going to do something different, but I am... Can I say what yes. I was going
to
say?
Add your own you gravy to yours.
Yes.
Add
your, I'm light gravy Kira over here. Let me get my light gravy gratitude out. No, I am thankful for time to slow down and like hit reset. I didn't realize like that... I was just running around town all of the time, driving to Santa Monica and doing mm-hmm. this and doing that. And then suddenly I've been in the house way more, just like, oh, I don't have to, you know, do 10,000 things today. Even though we are, you know, able to work from home, it feels nice to have time to reflect, to take a deep breath and go on walks. Yeah. I never went on walks in LA, and now I go on walks.
Oh, y'all were so anti-walk.
I
remember.
I was like, I do not walk, okay? I live in Los Angeles. You know, so I'm grateful for that, the slowdown to do.
That's real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful, as everyone has said, I'm so grateful for y'all. This year has been trying in a lot of ways, and being able to come to the space to just unpack a little bit and hang out and just be footloose and fancy free is...
Ooh, footloose. Footloose.
It's just, y'all don't even know how much I appreciate you. And I'm grateful, you know, for time that we have to, you know, just dream and create and play and
time and space to play. That's what I'm most grateful for this year.
Time and space to play.
Yay, 2020.
That so aligns with how I see you walking through the world. Like, that you are grateful for more time to play. But I agree. Joy is important. And you have helped me see that, Yasmin.
Aw, Ashley. Well, thanks for being a source of my joy. No. And, you know, I'm so, so grateful for everyone who's listening to our podcast. You guys hang out with us every Tuesday. We're so grateful for y'all being here and just for supporting us over the years. There have been some really amazing reviews on our podcast, and we just wanted to share a couple of them and shout y'all out. So this first one is from how do you say this? A5CR. Thank you. A5CR said, I've seen these girls perform at UCB and they should have been on the main stage a long time ago. However, they didn't even need the main stage to get here. I love it. This podcast is amazing because it's from an amazing, hilarious together team. I love seeing them succeed. Thank you.
That was very
y'all
nice.
What did you have you guys seen any reviews that felt like a nice and warm fuzzy?
Woozy One left a comment saying, I'm dead. 5 stars. I'm listening right now and hysterically laughing as I walk down the block alone. 1,000,000 stars.
I also found one from Jane Guinn. That's a G-U-I-N-N. Did I say it right? I don't know. She can't tell me. Gwen. Okay. I also saw one from Jane Guinn who said, love. I'm excited for more episodes from this podcast. The ladies are very funny. And as a white woman, I love to hear their perspective. I just love that somebody, we're reaching different people.
Yes.
Everybody
and they're hearing.
Yes. Yes.
I thought this was so cute from C. Janabi. She said, much needed. This discussion literally brought out the real when it comes to Black girl struggles with hair. Mm. I love how honest you guys are and the many stories that you shared. It definitely helped me think that I am not alone when it comes to these situations. The Cheetah Girls ending was amazing. If you are a girl and you have not seen the Cheetah Girls, then you didn't have a powerful childhood. I'm sorry. You
dang,
missed out for real.
Came for you, yes.
I can't wait. Wait a minute. It was a warm fuzzy until it was not. It was still a warm fuzzy. Wow. You coming from a whole childhood.
Hey, look. We real. They real, too. We are real, and our listeners are real.
Yeah,
we
have haters, which we appreciate, you know, because it helps us know that you're listening.
Right? can I just call out Champ Style? I'm not actually down. Barback Hussein getting locked up. Who's what? Barback Hussein? Champ
You can't even spell Barack.
I was like, who's Barback?
There actually have been some of these people, and I wish y'all are lucky we don't have their real names. We over here telling y'all to leave reviews. Do you know Captain Kirk's cousin? We already know how fake you
anonymous.
Are. You created a fake account for this, but we petty have it out here saying, never listen. Their advertisements on my podcast are very annoying, though.
You never listened, you fool.
That's how you feel, Captain Kirk?
if Charlamagne thinks we're good enough, Captain Kirk, okay?
Come on.
Charlamagne has all the power in deciding what a good podcast is.
Exactly.
And he thinks this is good, okay?
He said, I want these 4 Funny Honeys in the middle of every conversation I have.
Yeah.
So there, Captain Kirk.
Yeah, fly out of space, Captain Kirk. That's what Kirk is, right?
And God bless you, Captain Kirk, because you need it.
Yep. I'm thankful for the Captain Kirks out there that I can...
It's not even Captain Kirk. It's his cousin. That's how boo
I
know. Her.
Sorry, my bad, Captain Kirk. My bad.
That's I know. True. Captain Kirk, you did no
Living
wrong.
Off your cousin's fame? Like, come on now. Come on.
In either event, haters and lovers alike, we are grateful for you nonetheless. And, you know, we usually say this at the end, but make sure to give us a review to balance out Captain Kirk's cousin, you know?
Yes, please.
Anyway, it's time for us to get into our main topic.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. Woo. Now, if you are celebrating a Friendsgiving potluck, we recommend you stand clear of the carrot casserole. Mm-hmm. And truth be told, just find new friends. Because who's bringing carrot casserole to a Friendsgiving? That's nasty.
I know somebody who didn't did it.
No, you don't.
And it's a good friend. It's a good friend, y'all.
That's not your friend.
I know.
They don't love you.
I know.
Not everyone is kitchen able.
Yes. Well, so offended.
It might be delicious. We don't know.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
I know.
Now, as we embark on this very serious journey and talking about Thanksgiving and the implications thereof, let me just throw out this gem of a quote before we move on.
Throw it out, yes. Sisters.
Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs.
Well,
we will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts.
Say it again.
Your people will have stick shifts.
We didn't mean it.
The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. Especially Sarah Miller. Wednesday Addams, y'all. Wednesday Addams.
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na.
We tried.
I feel like we got one of those snaps right.
One of those snaps was right.
Yeah. All right. We not out of poetry reading. It's all good. You know, all that to say, Addams Family got it so right. And I'm ready to get into it. But before we jump into the meat and potatoes, because it's a meal. You know, we're okay, I'm making a meal of this joke. All right, let's take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. Let's get into our main topic this week, Thanksgiving. Okay, what's y'all take on Thanksgiving?
Food.
I mean, I love it. I love Thanksgiving. I honestly think because of the horrible history associated with it, which we'll get into, like, I wish we just made it into like food day, like where everyone makes their favorite food. And like, cause it is a food, like I'm not doing any meditations for pilgrims on Thanksgiving. Never have, never will. So why do we have to associate it with them at this point? Let's just like make it a family fun and food day. Or something.
Right? Like in the way that we reclaimed Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Or we Columbus'd Columbus Day. We could, you know, take Thanksgiving back from this narrative of like pilgrims sitting around a table and like acknowledge the genocide for what it is and then have fun with our families.
And sell Crate and Barrel cornucopias all the while, because that's what Thanksgiving is about.
I feel like since we're already into talking about, you know, the problem with Thanksgiving, I think, you know, it took me a while, I think, until I moved to LA to realize the real issue behind Thanksgiving. Like, I knew the Native Americans definitely weren't treated well.
Yeah.
But did not know that the whole ass idea of, like, pilgrims sharing food with Native Americans was just false. Like, you know, that's not what Thanksgiving was. Thanksgiving was massacres of hundreds of indigenous people, and then people being like, okay guys, let's give thanks for what we did.
Yeah. The day after killing 900 tribe members, they said let's give thanks tomorrow for winning that battle and taking their land. But I do like the idea of a day of giving thanks, like a day. I feel like sometimes Thanksgiving gets a little too messy. Like, people forget what the holiday is, but that's with every holiday. Like, the whole purpose of it is so we can just commune and talk about what we're grateful for and, you know.
And break bread with each other, because it really is a special thing to share a meal with someone.
Yeah,
exactly. Food Family Fun Day.
Yeah.
Rebrand.
I love the rebrand.
It's actually crazy. I was reading that Sarah Josepha Hale, who you may know, one of her songs is probably on your playlist, Mary Had a Little Lamb. She was a woman who wrote that song. She is actually the one who, after Thanksgiving kind of faded out when it began in 1777, she asked the government to reinstate it and make it a holiday. And she was so popping, like the Megan Thee Stallion of the time, that they were like, okay,
wow,
let's make it into a national holiday. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So
to have influence and power.
Yeah. So Meg, figure out what holiday you want to bring back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please don't make it be a twerking holiday, Meg. I don't have the knees for a twerking holiday.
But did you read that op-ed she wrote about protecting Black women?
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, I also saw her on Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. and she was very vocal.
Saying protect Black women.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm here for a national holiday of protecting Black women. Ooh, sign me up. Okay, but what are some traditions that you guys celebrate at your Thanksgivings? Are there any traditions or non-traditions that you'd want to chat about?
We sacrifice one small... I'm just kidding.
The firstborn child of...
Oh, no, not the first.
Oh, my...
I was going to say a goat, but yes. Anyway, my parents didn't grow up with Thanksgiving. They learned what it was when they came to this country, probably through advertisements and, like, that you're supposed to make a turkey. But... now we have these five families that we kind of have a community and we come together on holidays in Minnesota. And
aww, that's like, so fun.
It is. It's like a sitcom almost, I would say. Like, why do these people all get along for so long? It's beautiful. But we have a party. It's usually my mom who hosts it because she like loves it, even though she pretends like it's so stressful. But I know she loves it.
A true hostess.
I know. Right. But what we do every Thanksgiving that I love, which this year we won't be able to do, we do, is pick Secret Santa for Christmas. And I love, like, we make it like the biggest deal in the world. So I'm going to miss that this year, but I can't wait till we can do it again. What about you guys? What about you, Shakira?
Oh, so the past, 10 years, I've celebrated Thanksgiving in LA. So there are no traditions really, but when I'm home with my family or when I used to be home, we stop by people's houses and get plates and just stacking plates. Just
and clearly a Popeye
plate stacker.
I usually do Friendsgiving. And now that I haven't been a server for, the past, 2 Thanksgivings, mm-hmm. I'm able to celebrate and cook and not work on Thanksgiving.
So for us, Thanksgiving is usually a little bit smaller. Like some of my favorite Thanksgivings, it's just been my mom, my partner David and I, and we're just at my mom's place and she makes mac and cheese with cheddar cheese, collard greens, turkey, some gravy, stuffing that she makes from real cornbread with like celery and stuff in it. It's the best. Like we just like walk around in our slippers and like hang out on the couch and fall asleep in front of movies.
Yes, you're hanging out with your mom and David. So you don't have to be like, not that anybody has to do this, like putting on airs of any sort. But I've never been at a Thanksgiving where I felt like uncomfortable or felt like, oh, that's the auntie that's gonna... Well, no, I've definitely had people ask me, Mommy, when are you getting married?
Oh,
what? I'm getting married. You can't marry yourself, auntie. Like,
when do you get... I was gonna say, you didn't show up with anybody. Like, they really skipping a step.
Thank you. And you haven't introduced me to anyone either. That is... don't fuck... Mm. Excuse me, auntie. I didn't mean to swear.
But Mommy, when are you getting married?
Tomorrow.
I feel like those kind of questions are so invasive and family just don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care what they ask you. They think they're entitled to know every little bit of your business, mm-hmm. which is why I love a low-key Thanksgiving as well. Yeah, it's like growing up, we were definitely going to Philly, going to be with like all of my dad's brothers and sisters. It's just a huge amount of people. And my favorite Thanksgiving has been either when I hosted in LA and that was really fun having a Friendsgiving, or just like my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, and like cards and some drinks.
Oh, fun.
Ooh. Is the best.
That's so real. I feel like when you're younger, you're like, party. Like, I need to go to my friends to party. But when you get older, it's like, Mom, Dad, are we opening this bottle?
Yes.
Literally. Are you taking a shot? Are you taking a shot? Like, I love that phase that we're in now of like, mm-hmm. oh, we can part, like, chill with our parents.
Yes.
Yo, the other day, my dad was like, Ash, I think I smell cigarettes in your car. And I said, no, Dad, I don't smoke cigarettes. And he said, oh, well, was it weed? Ain't nothing wrong with a little weed every now and then. And I literally have, I was like, what?
Wow.
My father was, a year ago, I wouldn't even expected that to come out of his mouth. So
wow.
We're entering a new phase, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yo. It's the stories for me. Like, I remember one Thanksgiving, Cousin Paul came over and he had these pictures of my great aunt and my grandmother when they were young at like Club Alabama, which was like on Central Ave here in Los Angeles. And they were in these like furs and like all just like super cute and dolled up. And I was like, oh my God, I would have loved to hang out with them.
I like your pants.
Right? Uh-huh. Like just hearing the stories of like what they were like and like just all of the stuff, all the stories that come from like, we're kicking it and hanging out, you know?
So I know what y'all eating, right?
Yes.
I know y'all eating good on Thanksgiving. What are y'all listening to? I feel like every holiday has a soundtrack.
Mm.
Does Thanksgiving have a soundtrack?
Not like Christmas. Or even Halloween has a more soundtrack.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Talking, chatter. People talking too much to even listen to music. I feel like Christmas, you have moments where you have a little chill. You know what I mean? The morning after the gifts are opened, it's like, let's play some music. We're going to make some cookies. Mm-hmm. Like you vibing mm-hmm. for the entire day. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is like, all right, I'm coming over when dinner starts. And then once dinner has started, I mean...
You're supposed to be helping cook,
I know. I was like, here, you're coming over after the food.
I'm coming over right before the first
one. I've cooked as well. I've cooked for meals.
You have.
Thank you.
Actually, surprisingly, I sometimes cook on Thanksgiving. Like, I help out in the kitchen. And I'm
did
like
you mean
my
to
mom
say
and
unfortunately?
Like what?
How dare. How dare. How dare.
Well, oh, you did shady. Make your famous pecan pie for us in that one time. And I was like, Yasmin is very proud.
She was so proud of that damn pie.
She was. I was so proud. And
it was like so much pie.
We were. I speak for myself. I was high off my ass. And that is why that pie was delicious.
I speak for myself. And repeat what I
I third that.
Maybe the official soundtrack of Thanksgiving should be like turkeys being carved and and leaves changing color. I don't know what the sound of leaves changing color.
I start listening to Christmas music. So, by Thanksgiving, yes. Thanksgiving is when you're listening to Christmas music.
It's time.
I feel like you would think my family was nuts if you came to my mom and like my aunts literally just start singing like, oh, come all ye faithful. And everyone joins in at different octaves.
Oh, no. I love that.
Do you guys dread holidays or like being with family or anything like that?
Mm. I used to dread Thanksgiving when I worked because I worked at Laurie's and we sold mashed potatoes, cream corn, cream spinach, and turkey on Thanksgiving Day and prime rib. So people who don't cook and love to eat out would eat at Thanksgiving. Like we would do 1,200 like covers. Like 1,200 people would come in on Thanksgiving Day. But not with COVID. They're going to have to slow that ass down.
No.
But it would be like,
there's nothing like working on a holiday in a restaurant.
It was hell. First off, people show up entitled. Ain't nobody thankful for nothing. They came in there to run you ragged. They thankful that they got somebody to run around. And then if you are
That's
busy, because you are busy, they are angry.
I kind of forgot that I was a server for so long and was working holidays. And I did dread that so much. I haven't dreaded being with family unless we're doing a big to-do. Like so I got to put on a dress and makeup and we don't have extended family. If I'm going to meet somebody on Thanksgiving, I'm probably not looking forward to that. But
You just want to be comfortable. Yeah. And then when other people come into the element, it's like, Who's that outside?
I went, I just had a breakthrough for myself, literally. I was a child at a Thanksgiving where I didn't know some people, and I could eat. I could eat then, I could eat now. And I think I went for like fourths of something.
Yes.
And I was eating it, and this boy came up and he was like, "Can't you save some for somebody else?" And I was like, "I need to be with my family. Dare. My family wouldn't talk to me like this."
How?
I know.
Literally, that is so messed up. That would.
Oh my gosh.
So messed up.
Do your families get into like politics? Religion?
Oh, constantly.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Like, all the my uncles and dads will just be like sending that, literally like talking so loud. Like, if you didn't know that they were just passionate, you would think that it was an aggressive conversation. Yeah, there's always a conversation like that going on. Or did you see, you know, whatever's in the news? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's when people are like, there's young people around. Let me ask your opinion and get on your level.
My mom is a gender and women's studies professor. So the conversation is always just, it's real. We be going there, especially as the drinks are flowing.
I feel like my dad's always talking about making sure we have financial freedom.
I love that.
And not being a slave to capitalism is literally what we talk about all the time.
That's hilarious. We talk about random stuff. Like, what's that one Eddie Murphy movie where he's the prince? Akeem.
Coming to America?
Yeah, so basically, I had only seen Coming to America once or twice, and literally the whole conversation is like, how you black, but you only seen Coming to America once or twice?
I hate when people do
that. Whole,
I don't even, I don't like that.
But that's sort of where our conversations begin and end. Random things about black people and what we know, and shots. Shots are
shots. I think that's so funny when you say random things about black people. I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly the right description. Like, because you're different family members that you have different dynamics with, you know? And like, one of my uncles, I feel like, corners me every time and be like, what's LA? How's LA?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's good. And he's like, so you're still, you think HBCUs are relevant, right? Like, you know, like, it's literally the same conversation every
right?
time. And I'm used to it.
All right. So I know politics is a serious thing. People talk about it, Thanksgiving, what's going on in the world. But for me, the most serious question to ask on Thanksgiving is, how long do the leftovers last?
You know what? To be honest,
the food is so good.
Till they're gone. But then sometimes it takes too long. So you start freezing stuff. You got to put stuff in the freezer to, you know, preserve it. So you know it's going to last. Especially the things that aren't completely gone. Like the mac and cheese is going to be pretty low.
Gone.
It's going to be about gone.
Gravy.
Gravy's gone.
Yeah.
Greens
gone. Pretty low. Yeah. But certain things...
The white meat of the turkey, there's plenty of that left.
No, we make turkey salad and then sandwiches. Right? I feel like I've stretched Thanksgiving food further than I would stretch any other leftover. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly like 2 days tops, and that's got to be for something that's tasty. Yeah.
I stretch it for almost a week, and then I'm sick of it. So then when we get to Christmas and I'm eating that same stuff, I'm like,
we just had this stuff.
But the thing is, it's always different cooks for me because I'll have Thanksgiving in LA and then Christmas back home. So I got options. I got different tastes, and I get that seafood salad. I don't get that in LA with
seafood salad. That sounds
good. A coastal Thanksgiving.
Yes. That's what a hater would say. Not good. She don't even have any. She don't even know what it is. She don't even know. Yeah, it is amazing. Don't listen to Yasmin, who thinks one cheese is good for mac and cheese. Also,
because
yes.
That's the only, cheddar cheese is the only cheese that belongs
in mac
and cheese.
Your taste buds are subject.
No.
Yes. They suspect.
Wow.
They are. Suspect.
They have been known to be trash. They have been known to be trash.
On that note, I think it's time for us to give some advice. But first, let's take a quick break. All right, y'all, welcome back. It is time for us to give a lucky listener some advice. Mamiya, what you got for us?
Okay, so today's letter reads, Dear OOD, I have to start by saying I love my mother very much. I want to help her in every way that I can because she's done so much for me. But my mom does not have the best spending habits. She has a pretty good administrative job, but she is spending more than she makes, as evidenced by her asking to borrow money from me more and more recently. Mm. When I asked her why she keeps needing to borrow money, she got defensive and said I didn't have to give her the money if I didn't want to.
Okay.
Well, I felt bad, so I gave her the money, but then I found out that it was money to buy her friend a present. I want to help my mom when she needs it, but I don't want to enable poor choices and possibly go broke in the process. What should I do? Signed, Mom is breaking the bank.
That's you don't touchy. Win this one, Mom is breaking the bank. I think that your mom is going to, your mom brought you to this world. Like, that is an invaluable gift. She out here, she cooking Thanksgiving meals for you. Yeah.
Well, look, do we don't know that? Is that in the letter? Doing that.
This is true.
That's just what some moms do. I do agree with the you don't win this one, because either you have to have a difficult conversation with your mom where you tell her, look, you know, your habits in spending money don't align with mine, and I can't. You can't be borrowing money for gifts. That is crazy. Or you don't give your mom money and you probably have a little bit of a rocky patch at the very least.
Yeah. I feel like you need to definitely echo what Yaz and Ashley said, but like, I feel like you have to set boundaries. Like, in adulthood, that is the thing that I'm like, boundaries. Like, you need them, because otherwise people don't know that you're uncomfortable with the situation unless you tell them, actually, Mom, everything that was just said. Maybe you can even set up something where you're like, I can only offer you like $50 a month or a week or whatever. Just because you want to help your mom if she needs it. I feel like you should if she needs it and you're able. But I do get being like, I'm not, like when you're a kid, your parents give you $20 to buy lunch. I used to spend 10 on my lunch and pocket the rest for my social life and buying candy and stuff. Like, so it's flipped now. Like, you have to let her know, like, I'm not going to be supporting you just acting like you're rich or something, because you're not.
I think, yeah, the most important thing that stood out to me just now was if she needs it and you're able. Because that is what it comes down to. If she needs it, not just wants to buy gifts.
Who gets to decide what is needed?
I don't know. Like, if I ever, I mean, when I help my mom out, I send her money for like the phone bill or like stuff that she needs. Like, legit do that. I do that. And it's not a big deal. Like, she helped me out when I needed it my whole life and raised me. So if she needs it, she'll, you know, but she don't ask so she can buy a gift for somebody. That's the difference between my mom.
If she did, what would you say though? If your mom was like, I need to buy Cheryl a birthday present. You know,
sometimes gift giving is a thing. Like, she doesn't want to show up empty handed. She needs to preserve her appearance or whatever. Like, she wants to give something.
That she's thinking about the wrong things, I think. And that's like, if you're borrowing money from people to present as something that you're not, that is a whole problem in itself. So that might be a different
sometimes, you know, my mom actually, the last time we was on the phone set, I was like, yeah, you know, one day I want to get it at us. Don't worry, we going to be rich. And I say, we going to be rich is what she repeated to me. I said,
it's like my mom says the same thing. And it's like, yeah, Mom, we are. But let me say it.
I said, yes, we are going to be rich. But, you know, especially when it's on my coins. You're
counting my money.
You counting my coins before I even got my coins. I'm not worried about it, Kira. We going to be rich is what she was like.
I will say, I'm very much looking forward to the day where I can get my mom a house and a Bentley.
Oh, wow. Like,
a Bentley? Damn.
Or she wants a Rolls Royce, rather. She wants a Rolls Royce.
And does she want to move from her house? Does she like her house?
That's a great question. She does. Yeah. She does have her own spot.
Yeah. I just wanted to know if these presents aligned with what your mother actually wanted.
But the Rolls Royce is definitely, like, as a kid, I remember being like, "I one day, and I can't wait
yeah.
for that day."
No, no. Like, I think if you can, 100% is your mama. Shoot, help out.
But yeah. it looks like the mom has money. She has a pretty good administrative job, so something's going on.
She got a bad spending habits is what we yeah. see.
And she's trying to keep up, it sounds, with the Joneses, which that is a slippery slope to nowhereville. Mm. Real fast. So mom is breaking the bank. I think we're all kind of saying the same thing. You need to have a conversation with your mom. Let her know that you love her and you appreciate everything she's done for you. But also let her know, like, the reason you have money is because you're making sound financial decisions. Mm-hmm.
Maybe y'all can take a financial literacy class together and she can see how her budget is not being balanced. Clearly. Money's always touchy. We hope that helps though, mom's breaking the bank. I'm hungry, y'all. All this talk about Thanksgiving. So I'm so glad we got to talk about what our traditions are and how we can get past Thanksgiving really being based on a trash ass holiday.
Yes. I'm about to go drink some dark gravy.
That was too sexual for me. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Please remember to share this podcast, review it, tell your friends. We want to know what y'all think.
Mm-hmm. And come kiki with us on our social at Obama's Other Daughters on Instagram, OOD Improv on Twitter, and on Facebook at Obama's Other Daughters.
And if you need some advice or you know someone else who does, send us a letter at oodpodcast@gmail.com. We'll try to help.
Ooh. We can't wait to see you next week. But as we go out, we'll leave you with the OOD official Thanksgiving song.
There's turkey on the table and potatoes on the grill. Yes.
There's mac and cheese cooking with only cheddar cheese.
Ham and nose of chitterlings cooking in the stove. I don't eat chitterlings and neither should you hoes.
We got somebody's mama, she's sweating in the pot. Mm-hmm. She in the kitchen working and it's hot, hot, hot.
The best thing about Thanksgiving, you know the truth, is the way you sweat in the kitchen booth. Thanksgiving sweat, sweat, sweat.
Thanksgiving sweat, sweat, sweat.
That's why black food be so salty. Mm-hmm. We don't put it in on purpose.
It just drips.
Black mama sweat.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy family fun food day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Adios.
You Down is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.